Circe, Madeline Miller. Odysseus had told me that Penelope's pains began so faintly she thought them a bellyache from too many pears. Mine dropped from the sky like a thunderbolt. I remember crawling to the house from the garden, hunched against the tearing contraction. I had the willow draught ready, and I drank some. Then all, and by the end, I was licking the bottle's neck. I knew so little of childbirth, its stages and progression. The shadows changed, but it was all one endless moment, the pain like stones grinding me to meal. I screamed and pushed against it for hours, and still the baby did not come. Midwives had tricks to help the child move, but I did not know them. One thing I did understand, if it took too long, my son would die. On it went. In my agonies, I overturned a table. After, I would find the room torn apart as if it by bears, tapestries ripped from the walls, stools shattered, platters broken. I do not remember it. My mind was lurching through a thousand terrors. Was the baby dead already? Or was I, like my sister, growing some monster within me? The unremitting pain only seemed like confirmation. If the baby were whole and natural, wouldn't he come? I closed my eyes. Putting a hand inside myself, I felt for the smooth curve of the child's head. It had no horns, no other horrors I could tell. It was only stuck against the inner opening, squeezed between my muscles and my bones. I prayed to Alithia, goddess of childbirth. She had the power to loosen the womb's hold and bring the child into the world. She was said to watch over the birth of every god and demigod. Help me, I cried out. But she did not come. The animals whined in their corner, and I began to remember the whispers of my cousins in Oceanos' halls so long ago. If a god did not wish your child to be born, they might hold Alithia back.